Rising prices, mixed messages. Iran war is fraught with political risk for Trump. Faisal Islam. Trump comments may have eased oil price surge, but havoc remains. 5 Iranian footballers granted Australian visas after anthem protest. G7 to take necessary measures. 2 support energy supplies. Anthropic sues U.S. government for calling a terrorist China export surge. In first 2 months of the year, despite Trump tariffs, Carney calls 3 by-elections in Canada that could grant him a majority. U.S. teacher killed after toilet paper prank goes wrong. 2 men charged with terror offenses after homemade bomb thrown outside NYC mayor's home. High-profile real estate brothers convicted in sex trafficking case. Alleged Bondi gun man seeks order to suppress family's identity. Guinea opposition leader urges direct resistance after 40 parties dissolved. Bag of cannabis and cash accidentally donated to NZ charity shop. Hundreds of teenagers report for duty as Croatia reinstates conscription. Police release images of Oslo U.S. Embassy explosion suspect. India offered sanctuary to Iranian ship 3 days before U.S. sank it. Istanbul's mayor on trial for corruption charges. And Korea cancels Pyongyang marathon for some reasons. Woman arrested after Rihanna's Beverly Hills mansion hit by gunfire. Australians must prove they are over 18 to access porn under new laws. Rapper-politician Belendra Shah unseats Nepal's ex-PM as he heads for victory. Explosion at U.S. Embassy in Oslo may have been terrorism, Norway police say. War fuels debate in Cyprus over U.K. military bases. Boy 12, among 6 dead as tornadoes hit Michigan and Oklahoma. Swiss reject right-wing plan to cut license fee for public broadcaster. Why is China set to approve a new law promoting ethnic unity? Has Hollywood golden boy Timothée Chalamet lost his shine? Iran's new leader has never been tested. He now faces an existential battle. Bitter times for cocoa farmers as chocolate market slumps. Spain's migrants welcome amnesty. It will help us in every way. Who is Mojtaba Khamenei, Iran's new supreme leader? Unanswered questions as search for Nancy Guthrie enters a new month. We've been speaking to Iranians during 1 week of war. Here's what they said. The heartwarming tale of a father, a daughter, and a wedding band wowing India. Spectacular images reveal unique sea creatures and corals off Caribbean islands. Weight loss treatments boom as Kenyan attitudes to beauty change. U.S. missile hit military base near Iran's school, video analysis shows. Watch why the Iran war is pushing up oil prices. Watch Ukrainian anti-drone bullet that could help defend Gulf. Watch huge flames in Tehran after airstrikes on oil depots. This is a moment of grave peril, UN humanitarian chief. Trump-Putin talk of war and peace as U.S. weighs easing Russian oil sanctions. Americans expect gasoline prices to keep rising after Iran strikes. Reuters Ipsos poll finds Venezuela legislature approves mining law in initial vote. Oil falls as Trump predicts Middle East de-escalation. Gold prices rise but still range-bound with focus on Iran war, de-escalation. Oil jumps to 2022 high on Iran war, falls after close, as Russia sanctions in doubt. Brent crude futures fall more than 7%. Oil prices sink as Trump talks Iran war end, supply relief. Analysis, Iran bets on endurance energy disruption to outlast U.S. Israel Trump says he discussed Ukraine and Iran conflicts with Putin. Top energy and power stocks to watch, according to Morgan Stanley. Iran says oil blockade will continue until attacks end. Trump threatens to escalate strikes. Air taxi maker Archer accuses rival Joby of illegal China ties. EQT explores potential $6 billion sale of Linux pioneer. SUSE, Reuters. Renault targets 23% jump in sales volumes by 2030 from overseas push. EQT eyes potential $6 billion sale of Linux pioneer. SUSE, sources say. Taiwan stocks lower at close of trade. Taiwan weighted down 0.22 cents.